This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hello and welcome to a Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and today we have a rookie in the house with us. Hello, Ryan. How are you today?
Hi, how are you?
Good. So good. We have not yet met you, so this is kind of a big deal for us because we don't usually get rookies every day. No. I'm sure you do not feel like a rookie by now. You've already gone through a couple games. You're on the cover of the calendar. You are just living the high life. How is it?
Yes, definitely. It's been wonderful so far.
Awesome. So tell me, you are the cover of the calendar, and how does that feel?
Oh, I can't even explain it. It was unbelievable. I was so amazed.
How surprised were you?
Yeah, so surprised. I didn't even really expect it, and maybe that's worked out for the better that I wasn't trying to expect it.
Right. Plus, I mean, I think people at home probably don't realize how many pictures you actually take. So you're doing this for like an hour to an hour and a half, and there's so many poses, and there's so many things going on. And then, so when you get the surprise, every girl gets surprised as to what picture is actually put in the calendar.
Right.
And then to find out which picture, plus that it's on the cover, must be amazing.
Yeah, I found out all that at two different times. We got to see what picture they actually chose for us, and you're right, that's a surprise in itself because they take so many, you don't know which pose they liked or what location or whatever. And then later that following week, we actually found out that we got an email that I was going to be the cover girl, and I couldn't even believe it. It was amazing.
And what did your family say about that?
Oh, they were so proud of me. They think it's great.
Of course it is. Yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous, and if you have not seen it yet, you have to go to patriots.com/cheerleaders and check it out. You have to check Ryan out on there. So more about this calendar cover. You do have a boyfriend.
Yes, I do.
So that's kind of a hard deal, you know, because what did he say? Like, here you are on the cover. What did he say?
Well, he was obviously proud of me.
Of course. He has to be proud.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he just gets worried about, you know, how many people could buy it.
But it's a good thing. Like, that's his girlfriend.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, he was so impressed.
And yeah. It must be hard, but at the same time, must be pretty happy.
Yep, definitely.
Definitely proud. And your position was like kind of like, were you like kneeling or standing up? I couldn't really figure it out.
Yeah, I was actually kneeling and then leaning forward onto a pillow. And then the picture is tilted.
Oh, okay. So got it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, is she against a wall? I can't really figure this out.
It was cool. It was kind of like a bed mattress thing that was just out on the beach. They had all these for people to lay out on and tan all week. And so that's kind of what we used. There was like a sail in the background, too. It was a beautiful spot.
Of course it was.
Right on the beach, yeah.
And did you love your bathing suit and everything along with it?
I did, yeah. Tracy said that like she saw green with my eyes and the brown, too. There was like wood buckles, and that went kind of with my eyes and my hair and stuff. And it came out great. I mean, she knew exactly what to look for, so I loved it. Yeah.
It definitely did. And how was that trip for you? How was the entire calendar trip for you?
Oh, it was wonderful. That was like such a great opportunity to get to know the girls really well, besides just taking the pictures, which was so much fun. But it was a really good bonding opportunity for all of us because otherwise we just had practices. And
right.
I, coming from Connecticut, have a long commute. So for those practices, I would get there right when practice would start and leave because I had a long drive ahead of me. So it was nice to have
extra time. Not too much socializing.
Right. I didn't get to go out with a lot of the girls otherwise.
Right. As opposed to actually being there with everybody and socializing the entire time.
Yeah.
And seeing everybody else's calendar, photo shoots. Yeah.
Seeing all their other pictures and stuff.
And people are more than welcome to check out the entire calendar, which is going to be on sale very shortly.
Yes.
And you can check that out online. But just to give you some of the details, first of all, they're all on the calendar. It's a beautiful calendar. It's at the CBS Scene that's here at Gillette Stadium now since we got this huge thing going on, the Patriot Place thing. And it's still on the ground level. It's beautiful, this place. They have great food. It's amazing. You have to check it out. It's on Thursday, September 11th from 8 to 10 p.m. And all the girls will be there to sign them for you.
Yep, that's when we'll be unveiling it.
So. That'll be amazing. That is so much fun. I love unveilings. And you have to get there early because it's kind of a first come, first serve basis. And you can meet Ryan.
Yeah.
She'll sign your cover for you, which is so cool. So what else is going on? I know you have practice this evening, which should be fun.
Yep.
Yeah. Tell me about your first game. How was that?
It was good. We've had two preseason games so far. So the first one, I was nervous, but we had junior cheerleaders who were great. And that kind of took the focus off things for a while. Yeah, I was distracted by just making sure they were all fine and where they're supposed to be. So that kind of helped forget about what I had to do in a couple hours. And then going out there to see, like, It was pretty full. I thought for a preseason game it might not get that packed, but it was a full stadium. So just seeing that many people, it was amazing.
Of course.
Last game, I was a little bit more nervous because it was the first time with the boots.
The infamous boots. How'd it go?
It was good. It was good. I got nervous. Like, you don't want to be shaky or...
Right. And I don't think a lot of people realize dancing in sneakers or jazz shoes or whatever kind of, you know, dance you partake in is a lot easier than putting on 3-inch heels.
Absolutely.
It's just a lot easier.
Never danced in any kind of heels or anything like that before. So it was a new experience all to itself.
Yeah. We used to have to dance on the actual field when there were holes.
Oh, wow.
In 3-inch heels. That wasn't fun. At least it's turf now, so at least you know it's flat.
Right.
Like when you practice, you know what you're practicing for. So yep. You're good.
Exactly.
All it takes is practice and you will be golden. So I guess that's about it for now. I want you to come back because we didn't really get to know too much about you. I want to hear more about the calendar unveiling and everything.
Okay.
So make sure you come back soon. And again, if anyone wants to check out Ryan on the cover of the calendar, you can do that online at patriots.com/cheerleaders. Or you can go to the CBS scene here at Gillette Stadium in Patriots Place on Thursday, September 11th from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. First come, first serve. So get there early. Meet Ryan. Get her to sign your beautiful calendar. And check out all the details online. Again, patriots.com/cheerleaders. Thank you very much, Ryan,
for joining us.
Thank you for listening. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.